Blog Talk Radio.
The Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures throughout all generations. And I just praise him and praise him and praise him. I want to welcome you to the Principles of Prosperity. I'm your host, Ann Strickland. And as always, I'd like to start the show with a prayer. Father, I thank you that you have anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. The good news is that you desire above all things that we prosper and be in health, even as our souls prosper. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen, amen. So get ready to receive by faith this word tonight and know that you have the power, you have the blessing, you have the faith, I hope, to move into the wealthy place, because the word of God said so. You're supposed to be wealthy. And that is why tonight my subject is breaking the stronghold of poverty. Stronghold is a fortified place, and the body of believers as a whole are going to come out of that fortified place and move into our rightful place in the name of Jesus. And our rightful place is into the wealth, financial wealth, money, 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 money. And you don't have to be afraid of it, or don't have to be afraid to know that you're supposed to have it. Because the word of God says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. It's Proverbs 23:7. So what are you thinking? Think big. Think success. Stop allowing the society, the government, to dictate to you and control your income. Make God your source. Make him your source. The word says, if you're willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Obedience is the key, Lord God. Do you tithe? Tithe. T-I-T-H-E. Yes. The word says, bring all the tithes into the storehouse. This is from Malachi 3. Many of you know it already. Bring the tithes into the storehouse. And prove me now, and see if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out blessings that you will not have room enough to receive. And that word prove, God is, he's not, it's like he's making a bet. Prove me. Prove me. And God is not a man that he should lie. If he said it, he will do it. I'm a living testimony of Malachi 3. And I didn't know Malachi 3 when I started tithing. I didn't know any of the scriptures. And you heard my testimony over and over and over again. But the faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing. There were no envelopes. There was nothing. You passed the plate of the church I was in, they passed the plate, and that was it. So no one knew. And it's the same today. You don't have to have the envelopes. God knows when you tithe because it's to him. He knows. But you know the people who are the tithers, and you almost know the people who are not, because all kinds of things happen to them. But the tithe is, you have expenses, but God will put things in your place to ease those expenses. He gets you supernatural debt cancellation. He gives you promotions you may not deserve. He has done so many different things, and he's still doing them. He keeps you in good health, so you don't spend all your money in medical expenses. A lot of unseen things don't happen. You're under divine protection. I say the dime is my protection money. And not only when you start tithing, you have money to even give and help other people. So I'm encouraging you to start tithing. That's the first step. You believe the facts. People have believed the facts of this world instead of the truth of the Word of God. But that stronghold has to be broken by correct teaching of the Word of God. We're breaking that stronghold tonight in the name of Jesus. Because Jesus came that you might have life and that more abundantly. But the thief or devil came to steal, kill, and destroy. So you know it's not God if you're in lack, if things getting away from you. That's not God. That's not Jesus. He sent his only son that you might have life and that more abundantly. Scripture or the word of God teaches that a good man or woman leaves inheritance to their children's children. That's Proverbs 13:22. So I want to say to all you grandparents, because I'm a grandparent and a great-grandparent, thank you, Lord. And it is not too late to think or act upon your vision or dreams. Grandparents, great-grandparents, renew your minds believing that if Abraham was 75 years old when God sent him out, you're not too old either. There is no age limit with God. I'm living proof of that also. I'm sitting here 83 and still going. I didn't know I would be doing all of this at this age. I had no idea. However, I'm glad God has chosen me and he's chosen you. The world has said, oh, when you got a certain age, you don't do anything else. No, life just begins after you leave that job. Man said retired 65. You know you have energy and desires unmet. Start your own business. Stop making excuses. He said, whatever you put your hands to do, you shall succeed and you shall prosper, Joshua 1:8. He did not say if you prosper if you're under 65. So think back. Think back to when you were younger. You had some great ideas. Is the Holy Spirit to bring back into you those ideas. When you were young, the things you enjoyed doing and you had fun doing it, that's your gift. That's your business. So you have gifts and talents that's been unused. But you can still, it's not too late. It's not too late. Reject that in retirement mentality. Reject it in the name of Jesus. Or fixed income mentality. Someone after I retired, someone said, well, you're on a fixed income. I said, no, I'm not. My income is fixing to increase. I wouldn't allow them to say my income was fixed. And I wouldn't allow myself to think I was on a fixed income, going to put me in a spot. No, no, no. Or welfare mentality, which is slavery. So you're without excuse. Because you have to know who you are and whose you are if you're a child of God. Whatever you put your hands to do, 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 do. Not sit and think, do. Whatever you put your hands to do, you shall succeed and you shall prosper. And I said, as I said before, I'm 83 now. I feel like life is just starting because things are happening now and it's very interesting. But look at the people in the scripture. Look at Moses, Joshua, Abraham, Sarah. What? We are here now. We are the ones here on earth now for God to use in our old age. And I refuse to allow society to dictate to me. I'm a child of the King, Almighty God. Jesus, though he was rich, yet he became poor, that we would become rich through his poverty. He became poor, that we would become rich. And he will lead us in the way that we will profit and teach us to prosper, because God takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. And we have to know and understand we are to have dominion. We are to subdue the land. We are to take it all back and the way we see the character in the world running now, we are supposed to take it back and work and do and live according to the word of God. We see the murders. We see all these things happening. But we have, that's, I give you the power. Whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and we that dwell in it. So we are dwelling in this land now, and we have to know that it's up to us to make the change. We have the power through our prayers and our faith and our abilities to do. I'm not saying to go out to the street and start picketing or anything else, but you have the ability. God has given you the ability and the power and to speak. As you're walking around in the street, start claiming the land. Start claiming back. Decree and declare, Jesus is Lord over this country. Jesus is Lord over this house. Jesus is Lord over this block. Jesus is Lord over this community. Jesus is Lord. Start walking the streets and just speaking. You don't have to knock doors. Just start speaking. Start speaking it in, because you shall have what you say. Life and death is in the power of your tongue. You'll start walking the streets and say, oh, this is terrible. This is bad. No, you speak it in. You have the power to speak it in. You shall have what you say. So if we're dwelling in this land, it is up to us. If you're not the child of God, we must take our rightful stand. We have to take our rightful stand. It's up to us to bring back and make changes and pray for our politicians and pray that they are men and women of God. To pray the man in the name of Jesus. So I want you to search your heart and be honest with yourself. Because the word says, to thine own self be true. So are you happy with your present condition or position? Do you have more than enough? Can you bless someone else financially? Because the word said in the Bible, God said, his word says he would bless you and make you a blessing. Promises of God are yes and amen. Start getting a desire to want to help people. Start getting a desire to want to do something for people. Start having a desire to want to live a better quality of life, to represent Almighty God, kingdom living, the best of everything. And God is not a man that he should lie. Now, don't expect somebody to come and drop something in your hands, you whatever you put your hands to do. Then no one is going to just come and drop something into your hand. The word says a slack hand leads to poverty. And that's why I see a problem with welfare. Because there are people now, we have generations of families on welfare, good, healthy people who could work or could have their own businesses. And that needs to stop. That needs to stop. Because you're sitting there allowing yourself to be a slave. So we have to break that poverty mentality or lazy mentality. The word says, if a man does not work, then he should not eat. It's scripture. And stop settling for less. God wants you to be the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. And you have to know that you can do much better and break that mold. You don't want your grandchildren to grow up in with a welfare mentality or poverty mentality. Start telling your grandchildren and great-grandchildren the greatness that's in them, and they have special gifts. Start encouraging them that they are the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. Tell them that everything they put their hands to do, they shall succeed and prosper. Tell them that they can do it. Encourage them, yes, you can do it. They might make a mistake. Do it. Try it again. and encouraging. Because some don't say when they're working on something and mess them, say, "Oh, you messed up." And no, try it again. We have to stop settling for less. Break that mold. You can be the first in your family to become a millionaire and start the ball rolling. You know, start it rolling. Start having a desire to be a millionaire, multi-million. Millionaire is just a level now, but people are trillionaires now. So start thinking it. Start thinking it. Say, "Yes, I'm wealthy. I'm a millionaire." Start saying it. Say it, say it, say it, say it. So it gets into your spirit. And you know, you're not going after money. You're going after what you can do with money. Money is just a servant of yours. And stop, don't allow people to tell you that money is evil. If that was true, you know what? If money was evil, the devil would drop and put heat. It was evil on you. Pour it on you. The devil would pour it on you. But he doesn't. Money is not evil. So what are you saying to yourself? What words are you speaking? Are you saying, "I'm broke? I don't have enough money"? Stop saying that. Because the word of God teaches that you will have what you say. And I remember saying, "Broke, broke, broke, I'm broke." And that's what I was, broke. As a matter of fact, when I heard the message on tithing in my car radio, and I said, "Well, I can't afford to tithe because when I go to work on Fridays, I'm broke." That was my favorite word, broke, because I would have spent all my money. You want to start calling things in as though they were. Call things that be as though they were. Call them in. Call them in. Call them in. That be not. Call things that be not. That's it. Calling things that be not as though they were. Calling things that be not as though they were. Life and death are in the power of your tongue. So when you keep speaking and you hear yourself to speak it out, that's why confessions are important. Speak it out. Speak it out. Speak it out. Speak it into the atmosphere. Change your atmosphere. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. A man can live good by the fruit of his mouth. Mouth. Instead, say, "I will never be broke another day of my life." That's what you want to say. I'll never be broke. That's the only way you're going to use that broke. I'll never be broke another day of my life. You say, "Wealth and riches are in my house." 3 John 2 says, "Beloved, I desire above all things that you prosper and be in health." Prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. 3 John 2. So have faith in God. Believe the truth instead of the lie. Please know that poverty is a curse and you've been redeemed from the curse by the blood of Jesus. Start walking by faith and not by sight. The Word of God says, if you are willing and obedient, glory to God, you shall eat the good of the land. So for the grandparents and great-grandparents, arise and take your rightful stand. Be an example to your children and your children's children. Because more is caught than taught. They will start doing what you do. If they see you active, they'll start being active. They see you sitting around doing nothing. And I think this is what has happened with the welfare system and why we have generations, because the people have sat around their parents doing nothing, not going to work, not doing it, and the children have caught that. Now we have generations of people on welfare, smart people. but they didn't see anyone doing anything of going into place or going into businesses. Everybody has the ability to have a business because everything God made was great and good. So you have to start believing the truth of God's word and succeed. Because he said, whatever you put your hands to do, you shall succeed and you shall prosper. And stop being afraid or afraid of failure. Failure is an event. It's a process. Success is a process. Success. You keep going. You might fail. You might start something, and it might not go perfectly. Who did at first? You keep trying. You keep going. You're going to make mistakes, but you keep going. Success is a process. So most inventors or business people are sort of fail at one time or another, but they keep on trying. But you hear people tell, you hear people saying it. There are people now who were totally a failure. They started something, then became homeless and everything, but they got back up. Then you get up and you keep trying. How many hundreds of times did the inventor of the light bulb fail before succeeding? Be persistent. As the woman who refused to stop believing for her healing. Know that there's greatness in you. You have millionaire status in you. Start meditating on the word day and night. Then you will make your way prosperous. Then you will have good success. Be not afraid. God is with you. Because he said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. Never. Champions arise. You are more than conquerors. You can do it. Know God is with you. The lie must be dispelled, such as poverty is humility. Poverty is a curse. Money is evil. It's not evil. Deuteronomy 15:6 says, for the Lord God will bless you as he has promised. And you will lend to many nations. That's why we're supposed to have credit unions. We're supposed to have the banks. But we'll not borrow from none. He's speaking of money. It's time to come into agreement with the word of God and refute the lies that you've been told. Know that you're supposed to be rich. Know that. And I've said before, the word does say the poor will be among you, but he did not say you would be poor. He said you'll be a blessing. And that's what you are, to be a blessing to others as you're blessed. And, you know, it feels good to be able to help people. It's a good feeling. Even if you don't feel this message at this time, and you may not, because if you go all your life thinking just the opposite of what you're hearing now, it's going to take a while for you to be renewed in your mind. So I want you to pray and ask God to help you receive the truth instead of the facts that you see. The truth is the word of God. Get the vision of a better, more prosperous life. Speak the word. Say, wealth and riches shall be in my house. Or wealth and riches are in my house. Just go around your house and wealth and riches are in here. Just go around and say that song from Psalm 112. Confession brings on possession. You should have what you say. So say what you want to have and how you want to live. Start dreaming big dreams. I remember when I was about 12 years old and I said, I want a house and a car. I said, when I grow up, I'm going to have a house and a car. That's what I wanted. And Mom said, get out of here, gal, with them pipe dreams. Guess what? I have a house and a car. All right? Dream, and you will soon live your dream or your vision. And start knowing, blessed and highly favored by Almighty God, El Elyon, the Most High God. Start knowing that. and believe it and understand it. Because it's the word of God. Know that you're supposed to be healthy. Know that you're supposed to be the head and not the tail. Know that God will not withhold any good thing from you as you walk uprightly before him. Know that you're blessed and highly favored. Know that you're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. It's not by your works or what you did. It's about what he did and what Jesus did on the cross to bring us into righteousness and favor and peace, love, and joy in the name of Jesus. It's not all the work to do. We did nothing. And like I said, God, you blessed me when I was serving your worst enemy. And he did, and I just thank him for it. I can't stop thanking him. And even now, I can't stop thanking him. This old age. So I'm just excited to be used by him to bring the word and for you to receive the word of God so you can come into the wealthy place where he wants you to be in the name of Jesus. And this is why, you know, right now I have the Healing School of Financial Prosperity. And that just started, it's not even 2 years now. It started when I was old. A lady, prophetess Marriott Butler, prophesied to me that I was supposed to have a school. I've been in school at this age, and here I am with the school, teaching God's covenant promise of prosperity and why God wants you to prosper, the wisdom in prosperity in any times, and praying for people. And the testimonies are undeniable. But God is ready, and he has to use people. And I thank him for using me for this, and the testimonies and testimonies. So I want you to think about it and think about coming. It's the 4-week class. It's free. So this class is for you. If you have been struggling financially, if you have experienced a loss or lack of business, if you want to have a clear understanding of how and why God wants you to prosper. And the address is the Empowerment Center in the Gateway Building, 3751 Island Avenue, Suite 100. That's 3751 Island Avenue in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And you can call me on the phone, 215, or text me that you would like to come, 215-806-4879. It's every Saturday morning, 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock. And it's right there. It's very convenient to get to. It's on the parking lot. You have a parking lot. It's very convenient. It's Island and Bartram Avenue near the airport in the Eastwick section of Philadelphia. So I want to invite you to come down and just It's fun. Because you'll learn the words and we can pray and learn the scriptures or hear the scriptures and hear the word of God, and your life will be changed. Because it's the truth of the word of God that's going to set you free. The truth of the word of God. So, Father, I thank you and I praise you for this opportunity to use me to bring your message and to help set your people free as they believe and have faith in your word and your will. I thank you, Lord, that you desire above all things that they prosper and be in health, even if their soul prospers. And make Jesus the Lord of your life. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you and love you.